promises, promises. Are these extravagant promises? Page 84, the big book. It has taken years and years to work my way towards being authentic in my daily interactions. An enormous load of guilt and the endless people-pleasing which often accompanies it had ensured that I no longer knew who I really was. I often knew what it was like when drinking or recuperating, but had lost sight of having an identity of my own. I was certain alcoholism was a moral failure and that I just lacked willpower. The guilt trip intensified. Where then was this freedom to be me, mentioned on page 147 of my daily reflections? How could I be someone I didn't know? The same theme of self-discovery comes up quite often in meetings, especially in those more recently created for women. These groups have offered a more feasible access route to the mixed groups for women who are desperately shy, nervous, and overwhelmed at the thought of sharing their deepest, darkest private worlds with men. Not without reason, in terms of AA evolution, many groups are often at least two-thirds comprised of men. The innovators were men, and they blazed a trail. What is clear from conversations is that women have always tried to perform the many roles expected of them. They've been daughters, perhaps sisters, wives, and not uncommonly mothers in their own right. They've tried to live up to societal expectations. Failure in any of these fronts feels shameful and painful. When we add the superwoman expectations of the last few decades to the mix, i.e. work and perhaps a career as well, it's no wonder that many succumb to regular drinking at a dangerous and habit-forming level. It takes the edge off all the worry. Sometimes too, as a final straw, women are asked to take on the care of elderly parents. I'm sure that men could write a similar story in terms of role performance. Whether they people-please to the same extent, I'll leave for them to examine. I am sure it's not a one-sided activity. We certainly have in common the facts that we lose our way and find comfort in drinking. I love my all-inclusive mixed meetings. I've made so many friends and learned such a lot. For me, single-sex ones are about access, not a final destination. They don't go against the grain of AA's all-inclusive tradition, but they're part of a process of growth and produce a positive outcome by allowing huge honesty on the part of the miscalled fairer and weaker sex. My recovery has been a magical journey which has opened many new doors. The promises are slowly coming to life for me, just as described in Daily Reflections of the 9th of September. I find that I'm clearer about who I am, and I'm more aware of parts I like and other areas needing daily attention. I take less time to prepare my responses, can show more spontaneous empathy, and own up to my mistakes. I'm passionate, particularly about AA. I've got a good sense of humour, and I love making folks smile. I can be of most service in visiting schools, and one day I will speak Spanish when abroad at conventions. In addition, I now have the amazing, unexpected joy of being a grandma. There's less of a gap between me and others as I listen more and rehearse far less. This seems to me to be about being more authentic. It's a reassuring voyage of self-discovery. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialise if we work for them. In addition to our wonderful fellowship arresting this appalling condition, I have indeed been given the keys to the kingdom. If any reader needs a personal example of my higher power in action, then I suggest reading Daily Reflections for 21st of September. It is The Last Promise. I'm currently in Torrevieja, Spain, attending a terrific AA convention. The sun is shining, there are wonderful people here, and I am taking some new steps, learning Spanish. Elaine Kay, Women in Recovery, Aberdeen.